There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc.
And
it starts now. Welcome, everybody. This is The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, the psychic, and I'm here with my incredible co-host, Dr. Pat Basile, a world-renowned behavioral psychologist who adds her own street-smart life experience to some of the most insightful interpretations of life that I've ever encountered.
I actually shocked myself. After you shocked me with what you say to people, Then I'm just like, okay, did I really say that too?
Well, you know, I was on another show today, and they asked about The Psychic and the Doc, and I said that, you know, I work with you, Dr. Papasilli, and I said the advantage of the show is when people call in, and for the benefit of the listeners, this is a call-in show tonight.
Yes.
1-800-930-2819, call in to talk to Dr. Pat and myself. And the advantage here is when I do a reading for somebody and I get through information, sometimes it is not immediately recognized what it means by the recipient. And what's really good is Dr. Pat, as an objective observer, as a psychologist, is able to say to people, well, think of it like this, and then they start making the connections. And you're not going to get this anywhere else. It's only here on The Psychic and the Doc. And, you know, we have a great theme for today's show.
I'm excited.
It's Welcome April, Please Don't Fool Me. Because as we all know, April Fool's Day is coming on Saturday. And a lot of people like playing pranks. I mean, I like to joke around, but I've never been big on playing practical jokes or pranks on people because I think they're mean.
Yeah.
And but it's more than just that. It's please don't fool me, because we can be fooled in a lot of ways. We can be fooled in bad relationships, in business, in contracts, in all types of situations. How many times, Dr. Pat, do people call in and they said, you know, they'd been through some devastating relationship and they didn't realize it. They were fooled. They were tricked into it.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot there. And on the graphic that we put up, there's a big diamond. Well, diamonds are the birthstone for the month of April. And, you know, when we were talking about the theme of the show, how can we pass up diamonds, April Fools? And you know, it's kind of got the glitz, the glam, and the metaphysical, psychological edge.
It does. Jacob, it's got to be Rihanna. It's got to be Shine Bright Like a Diamond, Rihanna. It's got to be my Rihanna. It's got to be her. Riri, I guess. It's got to be her. Because she's right. I mean, holy cow. Celebrating women, too. I mean, I take a look at her. And, you know, those of us that work with women that have been battered and abused, and there are those of us that do that.
Yeah.
Addiction recovery. We do that. And when she went through what she went through, it was exactly what you said. It was exactly the idea of welcome, please don't fool me. And so often we can't even see that we're being fooled. Rocky wants diamonds are forever. You're going to have to hold that one. We're going to get Rihanna first there. I'm telling you, either that or we're going to get Madonna. We're going to get one of them. But the reason I love this is, and look, we got a lot of people calling. We're going to get to the phones right away, is we all get fooled. You know, let me just share this. I tell people I do a show called The Psychic and the Doc. Now, I got to tell you, I got a couple of friends that were a little cute. And they say, are you ready? We didn't know you were a psychic. I said, that's not me. That's Mark. Right? Hello, April Fools. Right? But they everybody has the same reaction.
Yeah.
They're like, wow. What? What'd you say? I said, we do a show called Psychic and the Doc. And I said, it's really fun. I work with the world-renowned, one of the greatest, spot-on, most incredible psychic medium. And then they always ask, what does that mean? And I have to say, okay, have you seen the movie The Sixth Sense or Fifth Sense or whatever the sense
the
is?
The Sixth Sense, yeah.
He does, he can connect with people that have passed on. And then they always say, well, then what do you do? There's nothing left for you to do.
Oh, contraire, there's a lot.
I love my friends. First of all, they know me as Patty. They think from another planet, and they know me as Ping Pong Patty, hence USTTA, or wrong way, USTTA. I got my April 1st outfit on. I got it on. I felt like this today. We're excited about today, Mark. Now, before we go to the phones, I got to ask you. Tell everybody about the book, because this is not just a book. This book, if you hear people call in, this book has changed lives. What you are able to put in this book, not only changed lives, but it's getting renowned attention. It's getting attention of people, awards. It's getting attention. And there's a very good reason, because you've done something that those that have come before you have not done. But everybody I talk to says, where do I go? What is his website? Tell everybody now, because once we get rolling, we're done.
This is my book, The Afterlife Frequency, and my website is afterlifefrequency.com. Because, I like to make it easy for people. So if I say, right. Oh, this is the name of my book, it's my website, afterlifefrequency.com. And even if you put in theafterlifefrequency.com, you're still going to get my website. And I invite all the listeners to sign up for my newsletter. You can find out about my upcoming events. I've got two online light circles on April 14th and 15th, limited to 6 people, so that everybody is guaranteed a reading. You can also sign up for, subscribe to Best Holistic Life magazine. A good friend of the show, Jana Short, she's been on with Dr. Pat and I a number of times. She's the editor-in-chief. And Best Holistic Life now has well over 1 million subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Jana, let's get a sound applause effect. Okay, yeah. I'll do it.
Yay. Yeah, Jana's just been nailing it. And then you can find out, of course, about tuning into The Psychic and the Doc, signing up for a reading with me, my books. And that's all at afterlifefrequency.com.
Yeah. For those of you that have been asking me, I'm going to make it short. In about a month, 2 things are happening. One, you're going to hear my platform. And yes, I am going to be creating wisdom circles. All of the things that you all have asked for. You'll see a new website, you'll see a new network, and you'll see my new platform that comes out, which is called Positive Centric Coaching. And when we have time, we'll tell you all about that, because I have a very controversial view on positivity, but we'll save that for another show. And that ain't no April Fool's joke.
No, it's not.
All right, let's go to the phones, Jacob.
Yep, sounds good. First up, we've got Doris calling in from Chicago. Hi there, Doris.
Hi, Doris. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much. I tried a couple weeks ago, and you had technical problems, and we weren't connected, unfortunately. So fortunately, I get to speak with you now. And I just want to tell you, Mark, I have read your Afterlife Frequency twice, and I have given them away as gifts. So you really are a godsend to many people with that book. So thank you.
Yes.
I'm calling to see if there's any messages that you possibly have for me.
Okay, Doris. First off, thank you. That was very, very kind of you to say. And immediately I'm getting a female energy. Wow, this lady, she had a big personality on planet Earth, and she definitely maintains that type of energetic personality in spirit. And she's coming through. I'm trying to get an age range on her. It looks like she could have been well into her 70s when she passed. She may have been a little bit younger than that. And I'm getting kind of a denser physical build. All right. So she was, you know, she had kind of more of a round, you know, pear type shape. And the thing that I'm getting with her is it's a swallowing. So I keep getting this difficulty swallowing. So what that indicates to me, she was having problems with her esophagus, with her throat. I'm also getting a lot of pain in the stomach, which indicates that her whole digestive system from mouth to the stomach, GI tract, she was having a lot of issues. But I don't think that is what took her life. I think that was a problem, particularly in her toward the end of, you know, prior to her death. But what I'm getting with her, Doris, is this massive pain in the heart. Now, of course, everybody's heart stops when they die, but suddenly I'm getting this pain down the whole left side of my body, and my kidney, which sits above the hip, particularly on the left side, I feel someone's like jabbing me in the kidneys. So this feels like cardiovascular issues, problems with digestion and esophagus, and definitely kidney and or hip issues. And she said that when this heart problem hit her, it wasn't instant. It she lingered for a bit after, and then despite valiant efforts of medical treatment, she let go. Do you recognize this person, Doris?
My mother. I had to take her off of life support.
Okay.
From a massive stroke.
Okay, which would be, because a lot of times strokes and heart attacks have a very similar sensation. Also, a lot of times when people have strokes, they can't eat. And so there would be the mouth and all that. You know, as soon as you said, I took her off life support, and I don't say this lightly, Doris, she said, atta girl. She said, you had the courage to make the decision. And she knows, she said, I almost want to say this coming from her is better you than me. And what she means by that, Doris, is she said, if the roles were reversed, I don't know if I would have had the courage to make the decision that you did. And she said that you took your time. This was not something you jumped into. And she said that her spirit was aware, even though she was not physically dead yet, her spirit was moving around, because they tend to do that. I've been at many bedsides where I can communicate with the person's spirit, even though they're not physically dead. And she said that you listened to everybody, you listened to medical advice, and then you sat quietly and you made the decision and you came to that decision. And she said she cannot thank you enough. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to sound funny, but she just held up a box of cereal. And you remember that cereal? I guess they still have it, Life cereal. She's holding up a box of Life cereal. Did you guys ever eat that? Or is there some significance? And of course, then, you know, the word life is significant. But mm-hmm. But she's holding up a box of Life cereal.
No.
Hold on. If I say Life cereal, don't worry about how it applies to your mom. What does that mean to you? You're thinking too hard.
I know, my brain is dead right now. Ahead. I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah, you will, Dr. Pat. Yeah.
I just think this is
I wrote it down.
Yeah. Doris, this is emotional for you, isn't it?
I did have to do it alone. There was nobody else to make the choice, and I sat for 4 days with her, singing to her, etc., after I had to do that.
What did you sing? Can I ask you what songs? What did you sing?
We're from Europe, so I sang the Viennese lullabies that she used to sing to me when I was a child. I sang them to her.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But I was also wondering from Mark, lost a grandchild, if she was coming through at all with anything.
You know, as soon as you said, is she coming through, I was going to say, was it a little girl? Because
26. This,
okay. She still says little girl. I guess, you know, she was your little girl. But she is with your mom. And with her passing, I'm getting a very abrupt sensation. So this indicates to me that her passing was not expected. Happened very, very quickly. And there's the box of life again. I think I know what this means. And then I want to get Dr. Pat's take on this. I don't think it means so much about the cereal. It's that we tend to think that life is a container, that we are in the container, like, you know, the box of life. But the truth is, our physical body is just a shell. And that life is not a container. In other words, we go on after physical death. Mm-hmm. And she wants you to know this. Also, she is pulling my attention into the month of June. And because she's showing me pearls. Pearls are the birthstone for the month of June. This could mean a female name that starts with the letter J, which could be connected to you, your granddaughter, your mom, or someone close to you, like a June, Jean, Jane, Janet, something like that, or a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event, Doris, within the month of June, which doesn't have to be with them. It could be with you in some other capacity. Does any of that make sense before I turn you over to Dr. Pat?
No.
Yes, it does. See, you're doing the no syndrome in my book. What's coming up this June? You got some event coming up this June?
Yeah. It was just changed an hour ago. A trial was coming up in June.
Well, what a surprise. And you see that your spirits are bringing this in because they can see future events. Also, they're letting you know that they're around you and aware of what's happening. So they're bringing up June. And I'm just instructing for your benefit and those of the other callers, no. When June is significant, a trial date was just rescheduled for June.
An hour ago. Yes.
So they're, and I love it when people go, well, you look people up, really? Like I could, you know, first off, I know that Doris from Chicago, which I don't know you, is calling. So let me Google Doris from Chicago court dates. Okay, Google can't do that, but the other side, the collective consciousness can, and that's how your spirits are letting you know that they're around you and aware of what's happened in your life. Dr. Pat, what's your take?
And because of your book, because of your book, I feel it, and I thank you for that.
Yeah. No, I think she's good to go. I think you've given her plenty of information. Thank you, Doris. Thank you so much for calling in.
God bless you, Doris.
Thank you.
God bless.
Jacob.
And next up, we've got Cindy calling in from Chicago. Hi there, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you? Welcome to the Psychic in the Dark. How can we help you tonight?
Hi. I lost my sister about 7 weeks ago, and I just wondered if there would be any messages from her or my brother, Cindy, who I lost 3 years prior.
I'm so sorry, Cindy, and on behalf of Dr. Pat, myself, and everybody here, we're very sorry. There's no words for such painful losses. The female energy that's coming through. And before I jump to any conclusion as to who it is, let me describe what I'm getting. Also, even though you want the contact, 7 weeks is kind of soon, not for the spirit, but for you. Because to get the most out of a reading, it's best to wait 4 to 6 months so that your emotions stabilize, so you'll be able to get the maximum benefit. So I'm just cautioning you. And the spirit that's coming through, I feel very, very nauseated. Now, nausea indicates that she may have been having difficulty eating and or holding down food prior to passing. This may not be your sister. Mm-hmm. This could be somebody else. And nausea sometimes is an indicator of cancer. It doesn't always mean cancer, but it could. So the female coming through and getting this very nauseated sensation, does any of that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
In what way?
She had cancer.
Okay, so then we got your sister coming in, and she keeps talking about you clipping coupons. I don't need to laugh, but spirits bring up the intimate century. Are you a coupon clipper? Because she's like showing you clipping coupons out of magazines and newspapers, and she goes, keep clipping the coupons. There's got to be something with coupons.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm always looking for, you know, I don't ever like to buy anything unless it's on sale.
Oh my God, you and Linda.
You know what's so sweet about this, Cindy, is your sister knows that you are just devastated by her passing. Oh, so she identifies herself and then she makes you laugh. Okay, she brings up coupons. And, you know, the funny thing is, you know, I just don't fling out something like coupons hoping to get a hit. And she, all right, what's with all the iceberg lettuce? Do you eat a lot of ours or something with iceberg lettuce? She's showing me all these
heads of lettuce. Yeah.
Okay.
I eat a sandwich every day with iceberg lettuce. Yes, I do.
Oh, see, yes. She's around. She's aware of what's happening in your life. And now. Okay. There is a male there with her. Now, this could be your brother, and he is fixing a tire, but it looks like it could be on a bicycle or a motorcycle. Was there something with him and bikes, bicycles, or motorcycles?
I could take that. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he always wanted a motorcycle, and I think he might have had one at one time that. And I just wasn't aware of it, you know, at the particular time when he had it.
Okay. Now, this guy had quite the sense of humor on him because he's holding up a box of kitchen matches and those wood matches, and he's flicking matches at you. And he's going, try not to light the house on fire. What's going on with the fireplace, or was there something with him and matches?
I'm not really sure about that, but he did have a very odd sense of humor. And gosh, I don't know. I would have to really think on that one.
Cause I'm hearing, light my fire. So I don't know if he unless the name Jim makes sense, but I'm hearing Jim Morrison from The Door singing, come on, baby, light my fire. And he keeps flicking matches at you.
Okay.
Hold on. Then I'm going to seek Dr. Pat's interpretation. If when you think of wooden matches, don't worry about how it applies to him. What immediately comes to mind for you?
Well, I light candles every day, and sometimes I use like a toothpick if my lighter isn't working right and I can't get it to go. Down
all right,
far
so
into
what?
The jar,
all right,
that's a wooden match.
Yeah, and what did he say? Yeah. Don't burn the house down. Okay, so your sister's got you clipping coupons, eating iceberg lettuce, and your brother is showing me these wooden, like Dr. Pat said, it's a Q-tip, and he's saying, it's nice that you light the candles, but don't burn the house down. All right, Dr. Pat, I gotta let you take this one.
I got to say, we're two peas in a pod. I never understood leafy lettuce on a sandwich. I never understood leafy iceberg lettuce. I gotta have. I don't have the iceberg lettuce because when I bite the sandwich, it's got to crunch with like the lettuce.
I just don't understand
on the sandwich the leafy green and red lettuce. First of all, let's be very clear. Let's be very clear, Chicago, for a minute. Leafy lettuce on a sandwich gets soggy. Who likes that? Nobody. The minute you put any kind of mayo on there, it's game over.
Yeah.
Look. I agree with Mark. The only thing I want to say to you is ditch the toothpicks. That is an accident, girlfriend, waiting to happen.
Yep.
Ditch it.
Okay.
Yeah. Go get yourself some really I like to light candles too. And I have either a fire starter, you know, one of those things. Or if I run out, I have really long. You ever see the long, like?
It's a lighter. Yeah, that long lighter.
That's long matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, the long lighter or long matches, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. What are you going to take in from what Mark just shared with you? Because this was very unusual.
Well, I am going to walk away from this knowing that they are around me and that they are with me and seeing me and, you know, my life and what's going on. And, you know, so that's a huge comfort because I have truly been very devastated since my sister passed away on February 6th. And she passed away the day after my brother's birthday. It would have been his, you know, 55th birthday. And he died over three years ago. And then she just died. And both of my parents are gone. So it's just my sister, my other sister and I left. And it's just very difficult. I was close to her and it's just very hard. So I'm glad to know that they are around me.
How close are you to your sister now? The sister you have now?
That I have left now?
Yes, left.
Not as close. There's just not that kind of connection that I had with my other one who passed away.
Okay.
It's a different kind of connection, and I'm grateful for it, but it's not the same, you know?
Yeah,
of course.
Believe me, I know that better than you can imagine. Look, the candles are blessings. I love that you do that ritual. I want you to think about doing something for me. When you light the candles, I think you're lighting them for your brother and your other sister. Is that correct? I want you to light them for your third, your other sister. So when you light the candles, what I'm trying to say is spread the wealth. Your brother, the two that have moved on, and also the sister that is of this earth, I want you to light candles for all four of yourselves. The four of you.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I go up in Catholic church. I almost burned the Catholic church down. I loved the thing. When I went back, I've studied a lot of different religions and practices and hadn't been back to St. Patrick's Cathedral in a long time. And I was so excited. I said to Linda, we're going to go. We're going to have the holy water. And I hadn't done this in ages, right? Linda said, first of all, if you walk in there, the church will literally collapse on us. And then the second thing she said is, you're not going to be able to light the candles. I said, what are you talking about? I didn't know that they went to some kind of battery candle. Like, you can't light the candles. So doing that in your own home is an ancient, ancient ritual. Ancient ritual. Go online and get you some other fire sticks, okay? Go get the ones that are not going to burn anything down. Okay? And remember to honor all your family. All your family, your lineage, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah. You know, Dr. Pat, that was really good advice about, first off, you know, the fire safety, but secondly, the ancient practice of lighting candles.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were both raised, you know, in a Catholic background, but for everyone of all faiths, I mean,
yes, all faiths.
Buddhists, Hindus, everybody... Yeah. Everybody has used candles as a way of honoring loved ones. So thank you for bringing that up.
I don't know if they can see behind me on the shelf, but what you have are oil lamps. When I get this thing cracked up And I got three oil lamps on the shelf behind me.
I see those everywhere.
But I'm also a little new school. Linda will tell you she dreads coming here in the holidays because I must have thousands of those little battery operating flickering candles. I'll have to go one during get one during break. Jacob, let's take a quick break if we could. And when we come back, we're right back on the phones, everybody. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Psychic and the Doc. We'll be right back.
I'm Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. But don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium, during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The afterlife frequency teaches you my four-step raft technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
Everybody, welcome back. Oh, sorry, Mark.
I got into my role right there.
I just totally forgot. Sorry.
Well, you know what? I think everybody knows we're back.
I lost my ball. Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. Look, we got a lot of people. We're going to try to get through them the best we can. Fort Lauderdale, Southern California, Oregon, Michigan, Georgia. My folks are from down near in Georgia. Jacob, it's up to you, though.
All righty, sounds good. Next up, we've got Denise calling in from Fort Lauderdale. Hi there, Denise.
Hi, Denise. Welcome to the show. How can we help you today while I look for my ping pong ball?
First, can you hear me?
Yes. Very well.
Okay, good, because usually we get disconnected. First, I want to say thank you, because you helped me. I think I called a few months ago. I was very depressed, very upset. My friend was passing with cancer, and I was going out of my mind, and you said you need to speak to somebody. Both you and Mark said that, and I did, and it did help. But I also want to say I agree with you 100%. I'm Catholic. I'm so glad that my little church, it's a little mission, we still light candles.
Oh, my God.
I went to a different church with a friend, and it was push button. And I was like, what's this? What is this? This isn't real. What is this? I was like making my own little scene. And I was like, oh, no. I just sat down. In my church, you light a candle with those things that you know, with that long thing that you use, the electric lighter.
Yes, yes.
And then you stick it in the sand. They had this little thing with sand in it to put it out. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, look, I'm going to turn you over to Mark in a minute. But I'm telling you, we did go to St. Patrick's in New York. And Linda, and I'm telling you, she cringed. And the minute I walked in and I went for the holy water, I'm like, where's the holy water? And she says, you got to get it out of the thing over there. And I said, okay, let's go do the candles. And so we go to do the candles, and I'm like, what is this? And so this is how old school, you ready? So I said to Linda, give me a quarter. She said, candles have not been a quarter in 50 years, Pat. When was the last time you entered into church? Then I was so frustrated, I proceeded to go to the back of the church, because the cathedral has Mary's altar in the back. So I proceed to go to the back. This is why Linda doesn't take me anywhere. I proceed to go to the back, and they're having like a baptism. And I'm going in the back, and it's small St. Mary chapter. And I'm standing there, and I'm watching, and I'm crying, and the baptism, and then the communion. So I'm standing there, and the relative, the uncle or somebody, comes to the back and pulls me in and says, you need to receive communion. Now, at that point, Linda's like, you are clearly going to hell. And so, but look, what I've learned about this, spirit is spirit, God is God. There's so many miracles and ways that happen. But I have to tell you, you're so fortunate to have a candle lighting church.
Yeah.
Yes.
So fortunate.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And thank you for telling me. I'm going to hand you over to Mark. Thank you. You sound so much better.
Okay.
Wow. You sound really good, Mark. I said my two cents. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Doris. How you doing? What can I do for you?
Denise.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Wait, Denise. Yeah, Doris is last caller. Sorry.
That's okay, Denise. That's okay. Denise. She agrees. So we have to have that, candle with a real match. Yes. So I'm just wondering, my friend did pass, and the two of you months ago helped me tremendously when I called in because I was hysterical and I was just so depressed. I'm just wondering now, is there any message, maybe not from her, but is there any message? Because I found
Hold on. I want you to breathe, okay? And let me do this and just hold on. There is a male energy coming through to you that feels like he could be on the parent level. So this gentleman was older. Okay. That means he's on the generation above you. Could be a dad, could be an uncle, could be an older friend. What I'm getting with him is kind of stern disposition on the outside, but a teddy bear on the inside. Okay, so he was a guy's guy, but he had a really, really big heart. And he was very protective of you in particular. And with his passing, I know I'm talking a lot tonight about throats and things like that, but I am feeling the lymph glands at the bottom of my mouth, neck area at the top of the neck, so swollen. And I'm getting in a draining sensation through my body. And this is some type of illness that took him down a click at a time. Generally, it could be something like cancer, but there's like things like tuberculosis, HIV, things like that take you down because they all have a very similar feel. And I'm getting a lot of pain in my eyes. So he must have been having some vision issues in conjunction with all these other things going on with him prior to passing. And, what I'm getting from him is this was a robust guy's guy, but toward the end, I get this very depleted physical state before he transitioned. In fact, my back hurts. I feel like just laying on a bed, even on a pillow, hurt. So I'm pretty sure this is cancer because it feels like it got into his bones and I'm getting brittle. All right, this makes sense to you? Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Now he's jumping up out of that and he's like fit and trim. And he keeps saying, 10 drummers drumming, 10 drummers drumming. That's from that 12 Days of Christmas song. So I'm wondering if there's something about drumming, drummers, a parade, or the number 10. But he keeps saying, 10 drummers drumming. He goes, she'll know what I'm talking about.
10 is my birthday. 10 is my birthday. 10-10.
10-10. Oh, man. So 10 drummers drum. All right, we got it. Okay. Great. So we got him here. Let's see what he wants you. He said, smooth sailing is ahead. Smooth sailing is ahead. Okay. He's explaining to you that with your grief and all the losses that you've been through, he said, you've gone through really rocky period of time. It's like, you're in a kayak going over rocks and whitewater. He said, but now you're going to have a period of calm. So the worst is over, and you're basically getting a reprieve from all the misery for a while. Now, that doesn't mean your grief is going to go away, but it looks like for a while things are going to stabilize. Dr. Pat, what's your take?
My take is you're doing all the right things. you know, the help that you got. Thank you so much for letting us know, because Mark and I talked about that call, by the way, when you called in, and we were wondering how you were doing. So we're very grateful that you did call in. You know, we're very grateful you called in to let us know, because a lot of times we don't hear back from people, Denise. And so thank you for doing that. You know, part of this is the same message I gave the other person. And that is, if candle lighting is a ritual for you and you happen to actually have a church or a chapel that's close to you that does that, this is another way to allow yourself to have whatever is going through you come. Listen, fire and smoke are transmutation energies. What they do is you start with a match, you start with a candle, you start with a light, in goes the fire, and what happens is anything that fire touches is being transmuted, and it gets transmuted in a couple ways. If it's candle wax, it'll melt. But generally speaking, that fire turns into smoke. That smoke then enters the universe, you see? And when it enters the universe and it goes up, that's why I think we're so drawn to this. It is freeing an energy. It is healing. So your intention when you light that candle, if you will, is to bless yourself. Do what you need to do to bless yourself. And understand that that candle is burning away all that you don't need. You got that?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, keep doing what you're doing. Yep. Use that candle power. Candle power.
I gotta go. I don't know why they ever gave it up, but they did.
I could tell you why, but I'll save that for another show. I will tell you why. It has to do, here real quick. It has to do more with insurance and the insurance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like having a bunch of candles lit in church. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Right? So there are a lot of reasons for it. And there were some people and some children afraid. And, you know, the hardest thing you can do is tell a child that come up and whatever the ritual is, whatever the religion is, whatever the spirituality is come up and light a candle and have that child be afraid, right? So there are a lot of practical reasons I think it was done. But for me, I'm like you. I'm coming to Florida. Thank you, Denise.
Thanks, Denise.
You're welcome. You're definitely welcome. I'll take you to my little mission, and it's beautiful, and they love everybody. Everybody is welcome.
Oh, hallelujah for that. We need more of that. Thank you, Denise. Wow.
Thanks, Denise.
Is so great. Jacob, April Fool's.
Happy April Fool's Day. Next up, we've got...
I was going to do a little April Fool's joke, but I didn't do it. I was going to do it for the listeners, but I didn't do it.
Well, I think you should.
Hey, everybody. Great show. See you next week.
April Fools. We got a good quarter hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jacob, no, I'm sorry.
That was great.
Who was it? I was going to do it on the half break, but I was just so enthralled by our amazing audience. I'm sorry, Jacob.
We've got Luis calling from Southern California next. Hi there, Luis.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me. Hi, Luis. How are you?
Hi. Can you both hear me?
I can definitely hear you. It's because you got all that sunshine, but I think you all are getting the rain from where I live.
Yes, I'm delighted to speak with both of you. I commented on Facebook that I was going to try and call in, and Mark did a like, and I was like, okay, I'm doing it.
All right.
How can we help you?
It's a real pleasure to be here. Yeah, I mean, of course, calling in, see if there's any messages from Spirit. I do want to say, Mark, I inhaled your Afterlife Frequency book. I have been on the spiritual journey for about 2.5 years now since my husband passed, and I've learned lots and lots of things. And I tried to watch the show on YouTube, and loved your interview with Julie Ryan. That was very fascinating.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, she's great. Well, let's see if we can get your husband.
For me, right?
Okay.
Pardon me?
Hold on. I'm going to see if I can get hold of your husband. All right.
Okay. We were together
hold on.
For a long time.
Hold on. Stop. Okay. Yes. Do me a favor. Wait until I say, does that make sense? because when I pause, it's because I'm trying to listen to the spirit. I'm just instructing. I'm not scolding, because a lot of people think, you know, when I'm sitting here, they want to keep telling me things. Just hold on. All right. So a male energy is coming through, and suddenly I feel like I need to sit up straight, and I feel that my clothes need to be like really meticulous. Was your husband real concerned about like his appearance, his clothes? He liked to look crisp and clean, professional. That's the sense that I'm getting. Does that make any sense to you?
He did during his professional career, but
all right, hold on. You're about to hyperanalyze it away. The answer is yes. Okay. So I'm getting that, and then also I'm getting. All right, I'm getting this coughing sensation, and my lungs feel like they're on fire. Now, that can mean a couple different conditions. This could be like an emphysema, COPD. It could be a lung disease. And these days, you know, COVID, pneumonia, you know, take your pick. But I feel like if you were shoving steel wool through my lungs, that's the sense that I'm getting. And I'm also getting this tingling sensation in my mouth, which is not good. The tingling sensation could indicate, Louise, that there was a neurological component to this. Like could have been seizures or convulsions prior to passing. And sometimes that bitter metallic tingling sensation could indicate like he'd been on medications, but I'm getting this convulsive sensation. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It could be my partner, Paul, or it could be my ex-husband, actually.
Okay. So
can you pick up an age?
Well, hold on. If they give me a name, I'll tell you. I'm giving them what they're... You're one of these. Tell me. It's like, relax. Because when you do that without meaning to, you're creating a block to the spirit. So I know you're chomping at the bit, but let's deep breath in, exhale out. And this guy is talking about the month of April. Now, I know... Now, hold on. Before you start saying anything, wait till I give you the all clear. April could indicate significant births, deaths, anniversaries, or events connected to you, him, or someone close to either of you within the month of April, or it could mean something significant is coming for you this next April, which starts in a couple days. But he is talking about April. Now, we know that diamonds are the birthstone for the month of April, and lots of ladies, in fact, all the ones I know, like diamonds, and this could be a piece of jewelry of significance connected to you and him with a diamond in it. Does any of the above make sense? Now you can respond.
Unless it's something coming, not anything in the past in April that I can recall.
All right, what's coming up in April? What's coming up for you in April?
I don't know. I think it's yet to be seen.
Dr. Pat, what's your take?
Yeah, let me ask you a different question.
Sure.
I don't know that April was important to you. That's my sense of it.
No.
But what was important to him? Let's talk about April for a minute in terms of him. Easter, right?
The only thing I can think of is as his niece passed in April.
There you go. Bingo.
That's a big thing. Let me tell you something. That is a very big... Okay, so let's just put it together, especially in terms of Mark's book. A frequency happens, and a message comes through. And what Mark does so beautifully is he allows for that message to take on even more energy. And the energy that happens is when he communicates that to you or the audience, and there are some people that probably are out there resonated with immediately from whomever. But now that was mentioned, the niece that passed, that's a major life event, right, Mark? Would you admit that? I mean, that's for me, when I heard that, there's got to be something else. Because for him to want to bring that in, right? Tell me, Mark.
Right, exactly. And what that also indicates is that he's there with his niece. Okay, so this message, actually, this is what I call the unfolding. Messages are like flowers. They bloom, they blossom, they unfold. So, and Dr. Pat, that's why I loved working with her, because she said, hold on, let's talk about April for a minute. And she took the focus off of you and him onto, well, I mean, off of you onto him. And then you made the connection about his niece. So she's over there with him. And they keep talking about an antenna. They're talking about bunny ears. And I remember when I was a kid, bunny ears were this weird type of antenna that you put on a TV to tune in and stuff. So there could be something about a named bunny. And of course, Easter's coming up. Is there a bunny ears or something going on with some kind of antenna with you in any way? Now, as weird as that sounds, go for it.
No, I thought of something else, though. My longtime friend I knew since I was a year old until when he passed about 4 years ago, he passed in April. I'm just wondering if that might be him.
And there's another one. Okay, and there's another one. Now, did he do anything with antennas, radio, technology, anything like that? Or did any of these spirits?
Yeah, my partner was designed to scientific research equipment in the later part of his career. Yeah.
Okay, so
that's what Mark says.
Yeah, your ex-husband, you got the niece, you got your partner, and see, that indicates they're all lining up for you, okay? And now this message, I got to be careful with this one, because they're showing me the number 38, but they're also showing me the handgun of 38. Now, this could be like maybe you carry a gun, maybe you hate guns, because it could be a positive or a negative. But it could be a significance to 38, which could be like March 8th, could be August 3rd, could be 3, 8, 38, or 83. And numbers are always tricky and it takes time. But let's start with, because they're showing me a snub nose 38. Anything with a handgun that would make sense to you?
My longtime friend that I just mentioned, that we were friends since 1 year old, I gave him my dad's gun. I thought it was a 22. But I did give him that handgun.
Close enough, because you got to realize I'm communicating with another dimension, and they got to give me, and a 22 is a handgun, and it's smaller, and a snub nose 38 is about, I've worked a lot with law enforcement, so I've got, a fair understanding of guns. So that's an identifier that he's with your husband and with your niece, the niece. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll leave that with you.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I also used to go to the gun range with my ex-husband, and I know we shot 38s at the range, but that...
There you go.
We go again.
And that just wraps it up for us right there. Okay, look.
Yeah.
When something... May I, Mark? When something
please.
Like this comes up, there's a reason. I don't know what it is, but I come from a gun family. My dad, my uncle was a policeman. Aunt and uncle in the army, the whole spiel. Are you taking, do you still go to the range now? Do you go to the gun range now? It's not your deal, right? Okay. Okay. So don't answer this question. Don't answer this question on air. Do not answer this. You hear me? Any guns in the house? Don't answer me on air. I just want you to think about anything like that. You got it? You just you go away and you kind of think about that, and then you can figure it out. Yeah, yeah. That's not the kind of information I like to give on air when people call in and we tell them where you're calling in from. It's just private. But I guarantee you, you know what I'm talking about, girlfriend. I know you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling in. Happy April Fool's Day.
Thank you. God bless you, Louise.
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
Bye.
Yeah. But yeah, I tell you, when people pass, like my dad, the guns you find and where you find them, enough to make my mom go to therapy. You know, guns are a very hot topic. I don't care what show you're on, but we're not talking about that on this show. But we're talking about a message that came through 3 or 4 times. I didn't count. I counted like 4. And Mark, the way that you weave that was so beautifully, because every caller on the show had a multi-dimensional.
Yes, multiple meaning. Yeah,
well,
they did. And your assistance in helping them decipher these, because see, everybody expects this to be like, Alexa, get me this. And and that's not, you know, we're communicating with a different dimension. And what's good, your background in psychology, you understand metaphors and archetypes and how they relate to people, because you know, when they're on the hot seat, they're, you know, they don't always make the connection right away. So that's, once again, for all the listeners, the benefit of the psychic and the doc. And guess what, everybody? We're going to be back next week for another call-in show, and we got Easter and Passover coming, so we're going to have some interesting stuff to talk about.
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out. You brought up something, I just want to say it. I give a lot of credit for how I show up in the world to the shoulders I stood on. And I will tell you, Dr. Jean Houston and Dr. Angelus Arian, who passed way before, and my mentor, Sidonia Cahill, I learned more from Dr. Jean and these people, and it has enabled me to broaden the person that I am so that I could be a better assistant to all of you. And without that, I wouldn't be able to do this, Mark. I mean, there are so many people in a 20-year career doing this. I hung on every word. With Jean, you pretty much have to.
Yes. But
Thank you, Mark. Awesome. Thank you, Rocky. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Jacob. And for those of y'all that did not get to call in, we are coming back next week. We're also planning something really special. You'll see it coming up in a couple of weeks. You'll hear about what we're doing. Actually in support of your request. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next time.
Hey everybody, thank you for tuning into the Psychic in the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.